Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, we try to get them all involved the best we can. Some games you're just going to have that where they're taking somebody away, and that's how it goes. You know, that's happened, how the coverage goes, that's how the play call goes, so on. You know, so we're not down on Xavier Worthy. We know he's a good player, and we like to get the ball in the good player's hands, you know, the best way we can. So it just hasn't rolled that way.
Andy Reid. Chiefs' last game was the loss here, and Worthy struggled in that game. For the year, 24 catches, 256 yards, one touchdown.
What about his rushing, though, Mike?
7 for 73. Yep.
No rushing touchdowns?
Is that even better than Coleman? No.
No, I don't think it is.
He missed games, Worthy.
Yeah, that's right.
Immediately,
that's
right. One.
Yeah, so his catches per game might be better than Coleman's.
Coleman is 32, 330, and 3. Did catch a touchdown pass Sunday.
And you know what? I spent some time last night while I was looking at whatever. I had Monday Night Football on, and I was going through some cut-ups from the Bills game. Joe Marino's Substack, which I like a lot. There are two long throws in this game that there are plays, and Joe highlights them, that Coleman does not really put forth much of an effort to, you know, help his quarterback out and try to make a play on a couple of balls. But there's a second quarter and a fourth quarter. I think that's the timing of them. It's a long play down the Miami sideline, where the ball ends up, maybe you can remember it, the ball ends up out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Coleman beats, it's like one-on-one. There is not a safety over the top on that half of the field. And Coleman beats the guy off the line and is actually gaining distance on him as he makes his way down the field, like around the, just outside the hash marks, I guess I'd say. And the whole middle, like inside, is clear. And Allen throws that ball. It lands out of bounds. Like it might have been a play that if Coleman were running closer to the sideline, maybe you could, you know, try to go up and high point it, right, contested catch. But the point is, he's got Coleman. It's a bad, really bad throw. And, you know, Coleman is taking a lot of heat. And I would just say, like, that play was a big miss from Allen. He had a lot of room to work in the middle of the field. If he just wanted to lay that out there and let Coleman sort of run to it, he could have done that. And instead, he missed. And then in the fourth quarter, going the same direction but opposite sideline, so the Bills sideline, the ball that the defender gets a hand on, and then Coleman just barely misses corralling that. There was nobody behind Coleman on that play either. He just lays that out there. So for all the heat Coleman is getting, I'm ready to bench him. Those are two huge plays that I think the quarterback missed on pretty badly.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe a chemistry problem.
Maybe.
Which both guys could be culpable when that happens. We had this with Kincaid last year. How come Kincaid has the lowest percentage of catchable passes? These are two guys Allen wanted. He got them. Kincaid and Coleman, and in different ways, were in both cases left wanting. Do you think it's been this way? I'll say it once in a while, kind of looking for some pushback maybe, but there never is any. How for years now it's been, whatever goes wrong with the Bills offense will not be blamed on Josh Allen.
Right.
Like, whatever it is, we will, not necessarily you and I, but most fans, I think, maybe most of everybody, would immediately discount the possibility that Allen is to blame for anything. And, you know, coaching, scheme, receivers aren't good, separation, you name it. It's got to be something else. That's the rule.
Let me just say this real quick. That's part of the reason I like making the point about the end of the playoff games. Because I think it's always something else. Because he's so good and so popular, that doesn't mean he's immune to making mistakes and being criticized for them. So I like to take the opportunity to do that when I think it's appropriate. And I think I have a leg to stand on. That's why I'm mentioning this right now about the passes that he missed to Coleman. Because there's no other explanation for those plays. Like, Coleman can't win. He can't beat somebody. He can't get separation. He did on that one up the left sideline, the Miami sideline, and Allen missed him. And same thing on the one on the right. He didn't really beat anybody. It was more of a zone look. And there was just all kinds of room. And, again, bad throw. So, not to interrupt. I just want to clarify. No. I like taking the chance to point out mistakes that are made there because I think mostly we, you know, the collective just wants to look the other way because he's so good. And, you know, that's it.
I just wonder, by bringing it up, if – you think, if anybody thinks that's changing, that whether it's right to, I guess if you think it is, then, you know, you might think it's right to, but not necessarily, that we had a couple of conversations earlier in the season about he doesn't look as fast or as willing to run, different things, you know, physically. You and I both bristle at any...
He looks sad.
At any... Well, sad, or he looks married.
Right, sure.
Right? So, because now you're asking for somebody like that doesn't know that answer to pretend that they do.
Right.
And no thanks. Like, I don't know what's going on in his head really at all. I never have. But you hear that a little bit now. You hear just sort of people are wondering why it isn't going better. And there would be some faction of the fan base that would tell you that
I think
it is him.
I think that I don't want to lend much credence to that, so I don't think it's really changing. But the fact that exists at all is, I guess, some sign that it is. But I think largely it's everybody else's problem. And I agree with that. Like, I'm pointing out these misses on Sunday. It's two throws. Those are long throws. They're not, like, high percentage completions for any quarterback. So it's not, like, you know, that's why they lost. But if he's on point there, it's a very different game. I mean, that's undeniable.
It a little bit is why they lost.
Yeah,
then.
Maybe. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to cut it too fine and try to have, you know, have it both ways here. I would still say largely it's you know, the coordinator, the play calling, the design, scheme some people open, the receivers can't get open, all that. Then when you get, you know, confronted, if you feel that way, and I largely do feel that way, that's why I'm even pointing out, like, this for me was eye-opening, watching these plays. I'm like yeah, he was open. those are misses. That's what those are.
You're spotting separation. You are seeing actual separation.
I saw separation.
The thing that does not exist.
At least on one of the two. I mean, he was open on the other one. He didn't really create anything. The first one in the second quarter, he definitely just beat his guy.
The white whale.
Right.
An open Bills receiver.
Right.
And guess what?
But then there are other plays here. I mean, I found some other stuff, too, not through where I got these other two highlights from. where he just isn't even running hard on a, like, he's just jogging.
Coleman.
Yeah. Like, it's George Pickens-esque.
Or Worthy.
Sure, I guess.
Harris didn't said that about Worthy.
Right, right. I didn't need to try on some plays because I could tell he's just going through the motions. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I tend to think we sound like, I mean, the show, maybe the station, usually sounds more panicky than I would like to think the Bills are. This is, I think, the rule. Usually the rule. But sometimes there are exceptions. I mean, there are times when I think I probably would be more guilty of under-rating whatever kind of, like, stress level is going on there or what kind of tension there might be. I just, you know, without being able to sit in the meetings, I want to think McDermott will have the right touch coming out of that game. They have not lost very many games like that in a long time. And maybe the right takeaway is, okay, this is proof that there are big problems.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But I tend to think more so that that's the NFL. And you get a bad matchup, you get behind, and you get that against a team that has had a miserable season that can taste a good day and just can't, they devour it. Like they,
yeah.
You know, the whole thing about they're pros and that can happen. It does happen. It's not ever really that surprising when it does. So if that's the right takeaway, sort of a general, just move past it, then I think the Bills could be okay. But if instead it's more that they were exposed, like Sal yesterday is, everybody's going to play James Cook this way. I don't know why they weren't already, but everybody's going to want to just like take away James Cook and see where that leaves the Bills' offense. I mean, is it that easy? Can you just do that? Can Tampa just come in here and just do that and force Allen to throw 45 times and put up numbers if the Bills are going to win? I mean, I'm not ready to say that that's our new normal.
Yeah. I'm not either. I do think it's the kind of game that the coaching staff, McDermott specifically, should not have any trouble getting everyone's attention. You know, going into the preparation for the Tampa game coming up this Sunday. But there are a couple of – it one thing that is different right now is what we know, or at least what we believe we know. It can depend from fan to fan how much they believe Tom Pelissero or any of the other, you know, reporting that was done around the deadline. They, it seems, really wanted another guy, like a true number one guy at receiver. And so what does that tell you? Like, it tells, considering their public posture on the entire concept, that they were still aggressively shopping for a player that would basically just in one signing of the, however you confirm a trade, right? With one transaction, sort of shove everybody eats into the trash bin, and like, okay, you know, yeah, it was a cool slogan, like the hats, but we need a guy. And then they didn't get one, and how, and on top of that, now Kincaid is hurt, and he seems to be the most reliable thing they've had in their passing game, and he's week to week. So I wonder just how much panic would not be the right word. I doubt they're panicking, but there's got to be some heightened level of concern. If they thought going into that game they didn't have enough at that position and wanted to address it and failed to, I mean you're back to, all right, well we got to work with it. And now Kincaid is pulled out of there. Maybe they get Palmer back, and that to some degree may offset it, but he's been nowhere near as reliable as Kincaid has been when he's on the field, and that's pretty rare too. So sometimes, I don't always, but sometimes I think it can be smart to sort of take your cues from what they're telling you. And while they didn't have a news conference and tell us these things, again, I believe them to be true. And what does that tell you? That tells you they know, or you know, really felt strongly enough that they don't have enough there, and now that's what they have to work with.
Ross Tucker coming up at 4. We're at the Convention Center for tonight's Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame ceremony. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean,